And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim. Entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? And he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. He came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shalt be thrust down to hell. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping, and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum.